There was one other incident when I was on the blasting crew where we're preparing for a blast, and when you prepare for a blast, you have to pull all the electric cables out of the blasting area. And so those shovel cables are probably 2 inches in diameter, and they're really heavy, so they'd hook up, tie them onto a truck, and then pull them out of the area. And they were big, long cables, and the cables were joined together. It wasn't all one cable. They'd had these big connectors they'd push together, and then they had a thing that they'd screw it together to hold it, but none of those worked because they'd been in the copper water and they were all corroded. So they'd push them together and then they'd lash them back and forth with a rope, and that's what held the cables together. Well, Ord Mitchell had tied up to this cable and he was pulling it out of the blast area, and because it was all set to go except for the blasting caps, and this cable was bouncing by, and I was watching to make sure it didn't get hung up on anything. And this connector was coming by, and it got right in front of me. And all of a sudden, there was this pop, and I looked down, and the rope holding the connector together had separated. And the coupling pulled apart, and as it came apart, it started drawing an arc, and the arc was about 3 or 4 feet long, with this tremendous roar and this huge cloud of smoke. And Ord said, I looked up and I couldn't see you anymore, and I thought, oh God, Murphy's dead. And so he said, then I looked up and you came running out of that cloud of smoke, and that scared me pretty bad. But what scared me worse is that when we went back into the blast area, the arc had gone through the primacord, which was the thing that detonated the blast, and all that heat and everything had gone right through there, and it should have set off all those holes, and it was right next to me, and it didn't. So I kind of believe in guardian angels, that so that was a close call.